you're listening to the Rejoiceful Homemaking Podcast. We're your hosts, Colby and Kendall. We are twin sisters that work together to help motivate other women to find peace within the home, cultivating joy in everyday life, and of course, standing firm on Christ. We hope you guys stick around and become part of our community. With all love, enjoy the show. How we grow our community is only through the help of you guys, and it would mean the world to us if we kindly ask for your help on rating this podcast, leaving a review, sending this to family and friends, and of course, word of mouth. As always, if you guys want to be a part of our Instagram, you can find us at rejoicefulhomemaking_, and don't forget to get added to our Facebook group for encouragement, challenges, and blog posts. Before we start the show, the little devotion, I want to hop on here and tell you guys about Holistic Home Box. I know you've heard us mention them before, and when I say they deserve to be mentioned every single time we get on here, I truly mean it. They are in an outstanding, amazing, fantastic company. The products are absolutely amazing. It has made it so much easier to switch our household from being toxic to non-toxic in such an easy, sweat-free way. Super affordable. We love their products. If you don't mind, you guys spread the word about them. This is an amazing chance to really build your household in a great environment that is clean for your family, and the products you get are just out of this world. This month we got a beeswax candle, and also we got some natural bug spray along with other goodies, and once again, blown away. You guys can use the code Rejoiceful Homemaking for 20% off of your first box. This really helps us keep the show going, and you guys are supporting us and a local business that is Christ driven. So your support means the world to us. Thank you so much for all you guys do, and I hope you guys enjoy the show. All right, so today I wanted to share with you guys a little devo that really spoke to me, because it is talking about thinking before you speak. And if you're anything like me, it's super easy to not think before you speak, and you just kind of blab words out, especially when you get angry at your spouse. Why is it they're the first one we cut down the most when we have vowed to love them the most, but they're the ones that really get our backlash? But they also are the ones that we really get to practice being more Christ-like too. And just recognizing that and knowing that we are to be more patient and to practice patience and discipline, even with our spouse. Yes, even with our spouse, they should be number one who we practice this with. It really shows you the love Christ has for the church, because we should be striving to be more Christ-like and dying to our own selfish ways, you know, and just really striving after His heart and not what we want to do when we're angry or when we're sad or, you know, not happy. Like, any emotion that really brings out the depths of our heart, you know, we should really try to be disciplined into being Christ-like during the hard times. The easy times, it's easy to be joyful and happy when everything's happy-go-lucky. It's easy to say I have the joy of the Lord in me when you're not in the middle of an argument or a middle of a conflict or anything like that. So let's dive in to see what this devo says before I give the whole devo away. And then I'll kind of chat afterwards, my thoughts after it, and I hope you guys enjoy. So this is called Think Before You Speak. Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues. Proverbs 17:28. Your silence can bless your partner as much as your words. Holding back a sarcastic remark or critical comment protects your loved one from pain. Silencing excuses and lies builds trust. Refusing to nag or complain communicates respect. Restraining harsh accusations gives a chance to hear their side of the story. Energy spent on listening rather than constant talking allows true understanding to grow. Think through your recent conversations. Which words created tension and conflict? What made your spouse feel rejected or unimportant? How did you attempt to manipulate each other to get what you wanted? When were you driven to have the last word at any cost? Today, choose to be still. Give your undivided attention to hear what your spouse has to say. Breathe deeply and pray when you're tempted to lash out. quietly honor each other's opinions and ideas. Smile, make eye contact, and show affection so your love is conveyed without a word. Lord, teach us to listen to you and each other. Give us wisdom to use our words with love and care. Heal our relationship from the wounds of damaging speech. So I want to start off by saying I'm super convicted by this, because everything it said, I can look back and say I've done that. I have nagged and complained instead of choosing respect. I have, you know, made excuses and lies instead of building up trust. Lies to myself, saying he doesn't like X, Y, and Z because I look like this, or I act like this, or, you know, I feel like women can make up lies in their head about what their husband really doesn't think like that. You know, we let our insecurities get the best of us, because that's the devil in our ear trying to knock us down and tear down marriage, because he hates marriage, he hates men, and he hates women. And when they're in unity, especially chasing after the Lord's heart, he tries to tell us lies in our head. So, not building accusations against our husbands, false ones, you know, because it's easy to come up with a story in our head that isn't true. I have spent energy on constant talking and not letting him have a word before, instead of listening and just hearing his side of the story and hearing what he has to say, instead of me just babbling and showing the depths of my evil heart, you know. And I just, you know, it's just really convicting to really understand and allow communication. Just sometimes the best communication is to stop, listen, hear them out, take your deep breath, and not lash out. This is where discipline comes in so much in marriage, when you guys are in an argument or a conflict or whatever it may be, is when you want to lash out. That feeling of lashing out is unbearable at times. Sometimes it feels like a big weight on your chest and you just lash out to get the last word, and you want to knock them down. You want them to feel horrible for X, Y, or Z, whatever the situation may be. And that isn't what we're called to do. That shows the ugliness of our heart, how far off we are from being like Christ. You know, we can say we're a certain way, but how are we truly when we're angry? How are we truly when we're sad and we want them to feel the hurt we feel, you know? And it's foolish to say that, it's foolish to say that you won't run into conflict in marriage. I mean, we're two sinners living together. We definitely do not have anything perfect, because the only thing perfect is in heaven, and that's Jesus Christ. And when you're married, it is such a beautiful thing. You know, you hear older couples, I've heard older couples so many times, you know, almost downplay, you know, conflict, or just play it off like, oh, that's just how he is. And they just, you'll learn to just live with it. And to a certain point, you know, and they just are bitter. I see so many bitter marriages that they're Christians, but their marriage is nothing like I want to have our marriage, you know. Even if there's conflict or problems during certain seasons in life, because that's just bound to happen. You know, there's so much, I don't want bitterness in my marriage. And how do we cut bitterness out? Is we take that weed and cut it out before it even starts sprouting. We need to just knock it out of the park and really give our undivided attention to hear what our spouse has to say, and die to our selfish ways of wanting the last word and wanting to knock them down and wanting to let them know that we're right and they're wrong. You know, sometimes being more Christ-like is just being humble and saying, I'm sorry, even if, you know, you feel like you are in the right. Sometimes the best thing is just to say, I'm sorry you took it this way, or, you know, letting ourselves die to our evil ways. And because I see, you know, it's so hard for me to accept the fact that people don't are okay with, bitterness and okay with tearing their husbands down so much and are okay with knocking them down, talking bad about their husbands. I want to give the utmost respect to my husband because he's the leader of our family. And when I say we've had our situations, and I know in the future there's going to be more, but through the hard times, I feel like when we're both chasing after the Lord, when we both have our eyes on the Lord, and these situations arrive, and we're both just chasing after the kingdom, we become more one after any hard situation. And it's foolish to say that, you guys just, as you grow older, it's just like, meh, it's just my husband. Just, yep, we don't do anything together. That's just how it is. And just bitterness and the disrespect and the unappreciation so many marriages have because they don't look at the kingdom during the hard times. They just look at what they want, what their heart wants during that time, instead of saying, I need to be more, this is such a bigger, much more bigger picture than myself. I need to look at what Christ would do, not what I would do, because what I would do is what the flesh wants to do, and that's not nice. And I can admit that. I am happy to admit that without the Lord, I am not, nobody's a good person. So it's just striving after to be more Christ-like with your spouse during those situations, during the hard season where maybe you think one's spending money more than the other, or he's not doing, he's not serving you all the way, he's not providing as you thought he would. These are the times where we look in to ourselves, ask ourselves, who do I truly want to be like? And how do I want to serve my family? When you are a Christian woman, you should be praying. Absolutely, you should be praying to serve your husband and serve your family as Christ has served the church. We are called to serve. We are called to lay down our lives. We are called to really strive after what's not fun to strive for. And that's biting our tongue. That's really trying to be disciplined on not nagging and complaining. We're so prone to nagging and complaining. So many women, oh my gosh. Whew, that one can make me sweat. When you sit around and you hear couples talk around you on how naggy these women can be, and don't get me wrong, I know they might feel like they are justified with it, but truly, this goes back to our heart posture. We need to be more like Jesus, less like ourselves, serve our spouse well. Let's hold our tongue. Let's really take time to listen what they have to say. Let's not accuse them of false things. Let's be respectful. Even when you feel like they don't deserve respect, we do not deserve respect from the Lord, but yet He hears our prayers at all times, and we don't deserve that. So if you feel like your spouse doesn't deserve something of, love, respect, honor, being submissive to, like, if you feel like they don't deserve whatever aspect in life that may be, think about what Christ did on the cross for you. We don't deserve anything, absolutely nothing. So today I pray to be more Christ-like. Today I pray to serve my husband well, serve my family well, to really watch my selfish ways on wanting to lash out. And guys, I pray that you can have a prayer similar to that. Whatever, everybody's problems are different, but you guys are loved by a Savior, a King of Kings, King of all nations, King of everything. And our worth is in Him. Our worth isn't in anything of this world, including our spouse and children. We can love them with all our heart, but our worth is not in them. Our worth is within Jesus Christ. And knowing that, We are to satisfy Jesus above all. So, my challenge to you this week is to love hard, love like Jesus, give your spouse Jesus type love. I love you guys. You guys are great, and we appreciate everything you guys have done with listening and just being in our community. And I am just so thankful and joyful for the opportunity to speak to this screen and for you guys to hear what the Lord has placed on our hearts. This is nothing of ourselves, but only for Him and through Him. He's a good King, and I love Him so much. Thank you, guys.